I'm learning now Makos, Daf Beis, Amud Beis. So I think everybody who wants to go back to the Gemara before from Amar Ula. Maybe we'll start from Amar Ula. Fine. Amar Ula. Rebbe is like Edom Zomim min Atar Minai. What's the hint to Edom Zomim from the Torah? Where do you see it? Where do we see a hint to such a concept of Edom Zomim? Right, homosexual is talking about Edom Zomim. Where do you see a hint to such a concept? So I'm going to ask right away a simple question. Mar said, what do you mean? Remez la Edom Zomim? You're looking for a remez. Edom Zomim, v'haksiv. But the pasuk says, "Va'asisem lo kasher zama." You should do to him like he planned to do. So the pasuk says explicitly, "Edom zomim." You should do to them like they wanted to do. So what's your question? Where is the remez? You're looking for some type of a hint, some type of remez, some type of it's a clear pasuk. The pasuk says clearly, you should do to him like what he wanted to do. It says, "Ella rather." Right, the L always is rather. When you have a new shot, it says, full of my last shot, and rather, I'm asking something else. Ella, the Gemara says, rather, remez le'idim zomimin, shalokim minat Torah minai. Where do we find the hint that idim zomimin get malchus? Meaning, our case. Until now, the past few days we were explaining, what were you going through? The past few days we were explaining how you know that in the case of Ben Grusha Mechalutza, right, in the case when the idim zomimin want to make someone they want to give galus, we were explaining how do you know that they don't get that punishment, right? They don't get the regular halacha of Edom Zomim. That's what we tried to figure out the past few days, right? Now the question is, how do we know that they get malchus, right? Until now we were only explaining why they don't get the halacha of Edom Zomim. But how do we know that they yes get malchus? So that's what our Gemara wants to know. What's the source to teach me that you give Edom Zomim malchus? So Gemara answered Tachtiv, because the pasuk says, it's written, it's tikwata tzadik v'yashiwa tarasha v'haya ibin hakot harasha. So what does the pasuk say? It says, and you should make, it's literally, simply speaking, the pasuk is talking about the judges. So the judges, they should make righteous the righteous one, right? When two litigants come in front of them, they should, so to speak, they should say, it's tikwa, they should make him a tzadik. They mean the best thing. They, the judges, should make righteous the righteous one. Vershiu, and they, meaning the judges, Vershiu et Hasha, they should show that the Rasha is wicked. So according to this, we're saying the word Vetziku is going on the judges. And they should view him as a Tzadik, the Tzadik. And they should view him as a Rasha, the Rasha, meaning the they is referring to Bestin. Now what does the next pasuk say? Vaya in bin. Hakot harasha, and if he's guilty, which means over here it means it's just like a ben, like if he's a ben hakot, if he's the son of someone who has to get hit, right? If he deserves to get hit, then it says v'haya imbin hakot harasha. Then if he is liable, you should hit the rasha. That's what we're saying. If he is liable to get hit, you should hit the rasha. Stemming mara etz, we don't understand what that's supposed to mean, right? Could be shum v'itzik v'tzadik. Because there is a tzaddik here, because you made the righteous one righteous, and you made the other one, the one who was evil, you showed that he's evil, therefore you should give the one who's liable makot. And the Gemara says you can have 100 cases where two litigants come into Besnin, right? Could be Rabbi Yaakov, the guy comes in for a get, the guy says, or you can have many cases, right? Let's say, for example, two Edom come to Besdin, they say, Reuven killed Shimon, right? So Besdin says, okay, so Reuven killed Shimon, right? Let's say we say that. So now, Besdin says, Reuven is a Rasha. If you have Reuven that killed Shimon, so it seems that Reuven is a Rasha, and Shimon is a Tzadik, right? So Besdin says, Reuven, you're wicked, and Shimon, you're innocent. Right? Reuven is guilty, Shimon is. So now, what does the next pasuk say? You should always give the guilty one, Makos.
Everybody
asks you a good question, but still, the Gemara still understands that it's a flaw. The Gemara understands, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, so read the Gemara's question again. The Gemara says, Mishum, because Vyushu Tarasha, Vyushu They threw that tzaddik by their shuas to Russia. That's why Bahaya and Bina Kota Russia. The Gemara is understanding that because you're doing that, that's why it's a Russia. So really everyone's asking that, why is it?
If it's like this, then it's a Russia, it's asking on a question. If it's like this, then it's Ben Kosa Russia. Ben Kosa. If it's like this, it's,
yeah. So what do you say, Abraham? What do you say? What's the pshat? What's the question?
The pshat.
What?
There's four steps in the Rashi to get to the pshat.
Nachos, we're gonna see Rashi. We're gonna get to Rashi. Fine. So that is the Gemara's question. We'll see the answer. We're going to see Rashi in
a minute. Another problem is if in a monetary dispute, if there's two litigants in a monetary dispute, how is it possible that there's a situation that somebody's going to get locked?
Right, that's the question.
Nachon, because it's saying the first.
If it's so, even Bain, of course, of Russia. If so, then you hit each Russia. If it's a monetary dispute, also there's a Russia. But it's asking in every case, do you hit a Russia?
Right, in every case,
does he get hit?
Right, in every case, you hit the Russia. Every case, you hit the guy who's...
But it's rhetorical, why not?
How could you have a Russia case for a get? Yes, the feminazis would say that, but...
No, I thought you're right.
In reality...
Russia is bothered by the Russian Russia. That's also part of the problem. That's why it's Zaka. It's much more...
We'll see Rashi. But on a simple level, the Gemara is asking, very simple, the Gemara is asking... If you read the words, the Gemara is asking, Bahaya and Minakos Russia. On similar, if you read the words, it means... It says make one person innocent, one person guilty. And it seems to be, it doesn't say we're only talking about a specific case of monetary or this, nefasha. It doesn't say anything. It seems simply, the pasuk saying, reading the Gemara, it says every time you have a case of a judgment in Beis Din, then you should hit the Russia. Then if he's guilty, then hit the Russia. That's what the pasuk says, correct?
You mean, of course, if he's in the status of being hit.
If he's in the status of being hit, then yes.
He falls under the category to deserve to be hit.
Yeah, right.
But on the simple meaning, the Gemara
doesn't give any category to describe how you get into that status. Yeah. The meaning it gave you previously was...
That's a problem. It proves that it's a problem. Exactly.
It says if you do allow, you fall into that category.
No, but
it's not that. If you're supposed to get Marcos, it's not saying as a result of...
You have to realize how the pasuk starts. It's a continuation. Pasuk are continuing. So everyone's saying a good thing. You're saying a good thing, but you have to realize the pasuk is a continuation. It says they should make.
That's a problem.
So fine. So I'm saying the Gemara says that's the Gemara's question. Because Vitzdik was a tzaddik. Because Vitzdik was a tzaddik means Beis Din is judging over here. Every case when they make the Vitzdik was a tzaddik, and they make one person a Rasha, automatically you're telling me it sounds like saying if Ibn Akos is serving the Maxi, you're Rasha.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your question?
The problem is the flow. If the problem is the flow, we'll see Rashi exactly, but everyone's asking, it doesn't say, so Rashi zooms in more
than we're saying than the Gemara says on the problem. He explains the Gemara a little bit deeper. But even on a simple level, you could see it says if make one a tzaddik, make one person a Russia, and if he's guilty.
Now, what's your problem with that? The Beis Din makes this one innocent, this one guilty, and if the one who's guilty is supposed to get Makos, he gets Makos. What's the problem with that?
What it's saying. It says even in the coast of Russia. Because there's cases where you don't get Makos.
No, it's not saying everybody who's a Russian gets Makos. It's saying you only give Makos if a person's liable to Makos. So what's the problem with that? If the basement says this one's innocent, this one's guilty, and if the guilty one is supposed to get Makos,
I'll tell you what. I think
why does it say Russian deserves to be killed?
Because it's talking about doing Makos here.
Why does it say Makos?
So that's a different question.
That's the question. That's the question.
That's
what the question is. The question is why is he saying Makolti? Why is he saying that he should get Makolti?
As opposed to a different punishment. That's a completely different question.
That's what he's asking.
So you're saying that's a pshat in the
Torah. That's what the pshat is. That's what the pshat is.
Why
did he say he gets Makolti? Why do we say he gets three?
But that's not a problem enough in the psukim to cause you to say that's not the pshat.
Of course it is.
You're saying that's what the pshat is. That's what you were saying.
On a simple level, if I read the Gemara, I could see such a kash. Rashi says it's deeper. Rashi explains more in the psukim.
You weren't saying what he was saying, Mister.
On a simple level,
he said that the problem in the psukim is. You said the problem in the psukim is that you always have to give makos. He said the problem with the psukim is why you're writing makos and not a different punishment.
Why are you saying
makos? What I say is that why are you getting makos? Why is the father saying you get makos and not a different punishment? Exactly. Every time you have a tzaddik and a rasha, you get makos. If Ruben killed
Shimon, that's it.
Simple. Yeah, simple on the simple level. What's the difference? Honestly, what's the difference? What am I saying?
Every time he's guilty, he gets makos.
That's not what it's saying. It's not saying every time he's guilty, he gets makos. It's saying if he's guilty, the Beis Din said this one's righteous and this one's guilty.
Right.
And if the guilty person is supposed to get makos, then he gets makos.
Where does it say that?
Im taya im ben kos harasha, then he gets makos. It says that they're rasha. If he's a ben kos, only then he gets makos.
You could read it like that. You could read. Ben kos harasha.
What?
The hakos is the makos.
So I didn't read the puzzle like you read. That's why I
read
your problem.
Yeah, you have to.
That's how I was reading before.
That's if I put. That's
yeah, if we put the comma after bin.
You
punctuate it. If you put the comma after the word hakot, then it's like what Abraham said, right? That if he is a ben hakot. But if you
that's
don't put
how
the comma, that's
how
you understand.
That's how
but if you don't put the comma there, we don't have commas in the Torah, so we don't know. But if you don't put the comma there, you put the comma after bin,
right?
And then you say, then you get to if he's guilty, hit the rasha. Then you get.
Of course, the Russian.
So according to that way,
we have a term here called Mina Kos, so you can't.
No,
so if you're reading it the way my way is, then the Kasha doesn't work what you're saying. But if you're reading the. So I see how you
read it.
I see how you're reading it. If you say, if he's guilty, then I see how you read it. So that's where you put the Kalos? So I didn't read the Pasuk the right way. So I read the Pasuk saying that if. According to the way I read the Pasuk, I don't see a problem with the Pasukim at all.
Well, you broke it up.
The Beis Din makes this person guilty, and if he's supposed to get makos, he gets makos. What's the problem?
Like,
what? That's for me. That's how I
write
it.
What about to say? Wait,
but
I'll tell you, it's a very weird thing to say because you're telling me it's a very general thing. Every time Beis Din comes to judge. You could have said if he's guilty. I'll tell you why. Even then, it's a question. First, I read the Gemara like everyone's reading. Hey, and bin if you're chayiv, then of course a rasha. That's why. If he's chayiv, then he should hit the rasha.
That's how you write it.
Right. That's right. So therefore, therefore, we had the question: Why every time you're chayiv, you get makas? Now, even the way you're reading it, it's still a problem. Like we're a problem. Let's say you read your way. You read it.
Bin akos a rasha. You're saying the way I read it is a problem. Why not a different punishment?
Yeah, you tell one.
So the shayla for pasuk is how you're saying it.
I'll tell you. I always learned the Gemara the way I was saying. In the pasuk, the Torah, I thought the Gemara means the pasuk. Pasuk shayla pasuk is what you were saying. The simple meaning is pasuk, like you were saying. Yeah. If the hayy in bin hakos, like if they say if you're a bin hakos, if you're like a ben, a son of getting hit, like a ben bilyal, they say if you're a son of getting hit, then you get mocked. So it's
simple.
Right. So no. Right, and since it's say really he's right. Really, the way you read the pasuk is that one person's guilty, one person innocent. And if you're a ben, meaning if you're a son of makos, you should
get makos.
Right, v'ha'yim benakos. Right, if mean v'ha'yim if you are
benakos,
then.
Question,
right, if the Russia is Benakos, you should give him Malkus. So the question is, so it's still a good question.
Right, why are they only listing one punishment when you have at least four?
So that's the question. So why is only one punishment? That's the way.
Fine.
Interestingly, the article goes like that.
I know, that's the punchline.
So Rashi goes like me also, and still the way the Rashi reading the pasuk, like I said, he still
has another
four series of four questions and answers. Gets to the pshat.
So you're right. So I read the Gemara the other way, but really I think the punchline pshat is like you're saying. That v'ha'yim ben hakos harasha, if you are guilty of the rasha. However, the Gemara still has a simple question.
The question still alive.
Yeah. Why? Because. Meaning,
no,
because
you were reading it like me, but coming up with his kasha.
No, it's the Gemara's kasha, it's not his kasha. That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, in any case that someone's found wicked, does he get his lashes?
You're reading it the way he's reading the pasuk.
No, you read either way you read the pasuk.
No, it's not.
I'm looking over here.
Fine. So either way, even like this, we still have a question. Where it says, if you do, it says, oh, with every.
So what's the question, though?
Well, in a classic case, one guy's a tzaddik, one guy's a rasha.
And if the person, and if the Russian is supposed to get makos, he gets makos.
Right now,
so what's the problem with the one following, one plus the?
Why is that? Just because one guy is a tzaddik, one guy's Russian, every case we should get makos?
No, that's a priority to get it. No,
even the other way.
No, the other way is
saying. The Gemara's reading, because if the Gemara read it the way you're saying, the Gemara doesn't have a question.
The Gemara is true.
It doesn't have a question. You want to give everyone makos?
No,
but then there's no question.
That's not the question. There is a question. You'll see.
Fine.
So maybe
okay.
Wants to.
Fine.
meaning that if we find out that the person, that the Rasha is supposed to get makos,
then good. Right? If so, you find out, good.
So if then we hit him.
Right.
Okay. So the question is, how what kind of Rasha are we? What case does this Rasha? It doesn't make sense because. Oh. That the Rasha
always
gets makom.
So
what are we talking about, in other words?
Fine, so now let's start saying Rashi, because Rashi does go through a long Rashi. Rashi didn't write a long Rashi for nothing. Really, it's not so simple, really, what's going on here. Really, in this Rashi, Rashi explained it much better. We'll go through Rashi, we'll see Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's tough to understand. Fine, let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi, how many lines down there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 16. First, we're going to start from Rashi in the beginning. We'll get to that Rashi soon. Let's see the Rashi from the beginning. Start from the beginning, we'll go through it step by step. So, Remez La'inim Zonimin Shalokim. Right, what's that case? Either Edei Ben Grusha, either the Edim of the Ben Grusha, right, which is the case of our Mishnah, right? We said we have Edim Zonimin, that someone's a Ben Grusha. Or Edei Galus, or someone who says Aiden, witnesses Aiden Zomin, who testified that so has to go to Galus. She patiram hakatuv. The pasuk made them pater, and the pasuk said that they're pater from their midin hazama. They're pater from the regular rule halacha of hazama. So minayin, from where do we know shehin lokim? From where do we know that they get malchus? Right. This is the second step. Let's just finish the Rashi. What's that? Yeah, I know what you said. 1 second. And later on with the Gemara is going to ask a new question. Typically we should learn an amilotane. That one of the Aseret HaDibros are, one of the Ten Commandments are, don't testify falsely, invest in. And we know every time a person does a lie, any negative commandment, automatically, what's that? Everybody, try to finish the Rashi and ask questions. Remez La'idim Zonimin. Which we'll finish the Rashi then. So again, what did Rashi say again? Remez La'idim Zonimin Shaloki. Edei ben Grusha, either witnesses like Edim Zomen on a ben Grusha, or Edei Galut or Edim on Galut, Shepatram hakatuv midin hazam. The pasuk makes you pater from the regular halacha of hazam. Minayin, from where do we know Shehen Lokin, that they get Malchus instead? That's what Rashi explained. And Rashi also throws in, Ulkamei, and further on, Parach, we're going to ask, typically learn it out from this, Milota Aneh, from the pasuk of Lota Aneh, right? And the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, it says, don't testify falsely. Right, against your friend. So that itself is a negative commandment. And we know every negative commandment automatically gets malchus, unless there's another bigger punishment stated by it. So over here we're saying it should be simple. If for some reason we say we don't give you the halacha of Edim Zonimin, right? So we should give you malchus. That the Rashi is saying, stay tuned, the Gemara is going to ask. I know, just relax for now, the Gemara is going to get to it.
Bigger punishment, another punishment.
Yeah, other punishment. Good. Fine. So, yeah, so what do you want to say, Ruben, that you see from Rashi?
Rashi says that we learn it from the Passover of the Patron, which he's assuming that he goes with Roshan, Ben Levi, and Rish Lakish.
It says Shepatra Nakasa from Adin Azama. But Rashi, I know,
from the
I know, if you look later, I thought about you when I saw this Rashi, but the Rashi later says a little bit different. We'll get there, it's different Rashi, says a little bit different. I know, we're going to get there. Fine, so I see what you're saying right now. I saw another Rashi before. I thought about you.
We had in the Gemara two different ways of learning out how we.
That was your
question. We said at the end that the Passover is more clear. Says clearly here it's learned out from the Passover. Oh, just interesting.
Fine. And Rashi says Shepatra Nakas. Rashi and the pasuk made you pater from the din hazam. But the Gemara already said we don't like the other pshat, the kal chomer.
Same here on Torah.
Why the Gemara says Machbarta? It's clear to us, like the first pshat.
Okay.
I mean, the Gemara already decided.
Okay.
Right, I thought you said what you said that you're pater from the.
We know we're pater from the pasuk of Hazama. It's not talking about the pasuk of. Right?
What? Fine. So let's see the next rashi. Good?
Yeah.
Fine. So what's the next rashi? So let's see the next rashi. So we broke two psukim and we said, make the righteous one righteous. The judges should make the righteous. The judges should make the righteous one righteous, and they should, you know, pass on the evil one as evil. Let's see rashi. Etc. It's a wonder. If v'hitziku, the word v'hitziku in the pasuk v'hitziku is a tali. V'hirshiu, and when it says v'hirshiu, right, and they should make him into a rasha. V'dayanin kamar, it was said by the judges. V'tzadik v'rasha, and in the pasuk I would say v'hitziku et tzadik, and it's going on the rasha and v'hirshiu et rasha, the bali dinin. Lama li v'hitziku tzadik. Why do I need to say v'hitziku tzadik altogether? V'chul. Lichtiv, skip that whole thing. Rashi says. Let the pasuk write, ki yihye, when there is a riv, when there is a fight ben anashim, between the men, v'nikshu ela mishpat, they should come close to the judgment, v'shtafatu, and they should judge them, v'haya in bin hakot, and then if he's the son of Makos, he should get Makos. So what's the question? Rashi says, lama hu zkira kan, why are we mentioning over here tzidkat tzadik? Why tell you this guy is righteous? Because that's just confusing us. Every place that Bestin makes the innocent one, we say that he's righteous. Right? And we obligate the one who is guilty. Yesh Malkut. Is there always a case of Malkus?
The question.
The Atakra, the Pasuk is coming. Limitli Malkut. Because it sounds like we're making Malkut dependent on Vetziku and Vereshiu. Sounds like you're always going to get Malkut if you went into Bestin, if they made one guy innocent, one guy guilty. The pasuk sounds like this. But you come into Bestin, they make one guy innocent, one guy guilty, and if one of them come out guilty, then they should get Malkus. And if one of them come out to get Malkus, they should get Malkus. Meaning, the problem is, Rashi is explaining, it sounds like from the psukim that you're talking about very general. Every time you have Etziku, the Bestin come to make someone righteous, and you make someone a Rasha, automatically then, if one of them come out guilty, you should give him Makot. Even though it says if one deserves Makot, but it sounds like every case you should have, automatically one case is Makot. Now, how did Rashi prove that? Why Rashi understood everyone's question? Everyone's saying, maybe the Pasuk is saying something else. Maybe the Pasuk just means one guy is righteous, one guy is innocent, one guy is guilty, right? And if you have a scenario of Malkut, you should give Malkut, give him lashes. Why has Rashi know it's not the pshat? I mean, has Rashi know that everyone here is pshat's wrong? My pshat, everyone, we're all wrong. Right? Maybe everyone was right. It should say, make best than just say one person's innocent and the other person's guilty. And if you happen to have a scenario where the guilty one gets Malkus, give him Malkus. Has Rashi know? If that's the case, skip your whole speech you started with. You're talking general. If you have a classic case of best in, and one guy's righteous and one guy's guilty, then if one guy deserves Malkus, get Malkus. If you want to tell me if one guy is guilty of Malkus, give him Malkus. So just say that. Why are you starting off your opening statement and you tell me a very general rule? Best that you make one guy righteous, one guy innocent, one guy guilty. That means you're talking general. Oh, you're talking general? But then it makes no sense. If you're talking general, then that means you don't always get Malkus in a general case. Rashi and the Psukim are confusing us. Rabram, again, Rashi is saying, if the Psukim wouldn't say Vitziku and the Dayanim, they should make someone righteous and they should make someone guilty, one innocent, one guilty, fine, you could tell me halacha. Should let the Pasuk tell me simple. If someone is liable of getting lashes at best next, he's guilty of lashes, give him lashes. Why are you starting with a whole speech that's a whole general case? If the litigants come to Bestin and they should make one guy righteous, one guy innocent, and the other guy make him guilty. And then if the guilty guy comes in, give him malchus. It sounds like it's a continuation, Rashi said. Meaning Rashi said, why are you starting off with sequence at top? That's what this exactly Rashi said. What, by starting off with sequence at top, it seems to Rasha, and then giving Malkus, that's just throwing me off. Meaning Rashi understood what everyone was trying to say. Rashi says, it makes sense. You can tell me general. And then also
which,
you tell
which
me.
Which Pshat are we going by?
What do you mean?
In the pasuk.
Any pshat, let's say the way you were saying, Rasha, it's not the point. Rashi's saying, you're starting off saying, it's secret to Tzadik, Vishuz Rasha, is talking general.
Then you're left with two, how do they explain it? So they either explain it the pshat way, what every Tzadik, or else they come to explain it a different way.
So you're saying by the fact you started off like this, it's because the way we started off.
But then we then say that if he was. So how do you get to if? You can't have an if in the middle of the Torah without hanging on to something. It must come up what went previously. That tells you that he's lying.
Right. But Rabbi Abraham still wanted to say, even if it's hanging on to begin, maybe it means in this specific case where you get Marcos, give Marcos. That's what he was asking.
But you don't know which specific case. The Torah is saying this specific case is when you do get Marcos. And so your true options are, oh, so you want to tell me every case? No.
Right, but what's pushing you to say that? Because of the way we started off. Because you started off, it's secret to Tzadik, it's secret to Yeshua, it's a Rashi.
Not on level, this is Rashi smart.
Well, you can't from Rashi, you're thinking on the level. It's a Rashi. Rashi is simple. So let's read Rashi again.
It's not simple.
Fine, so read it inside. Again, we'll read it inside. It's a hard Rashi. Agree, it's a hard Rashi. We'll try again. Rashi says, bit me up. Even it's secret to Yeshua, but they are the if when it says the words v'hitziku and the words v'hershiu, right, and they should make them righteous and they should find them innocent and they should find them guilty, it's going on the judges. And with the tzaddik for Russia, when the pasuk says they should make righteous, they the judges should make the tzaddik and the Russia, it's going on the bali din, on the litigants. Then it doesn't flow. Lamali v'hitziku tzaddik. What do I need the whole introduction? They should make one guy innocent, one guy guilty. What's that introduction helping me? Lichtav, write the following. Skip the whole introduction. Just say the following.
It's superfluous.
Yeah, it's not. It's confusing.
Just use the second pasuk.
It's just use the second pasuk. Skip the whole first pasuk.
The beginning of the first pasuk. Is superfluous. First.
But why is it there?
So start from the beginning of the first pasuk. That's what we're going to explain. Start from the beginning of the first pasuk.
And then jump.
The kiyirib bin anashim, right? If the one doesn't fight, they nixu ala mishpat. They come to Joe ushvatum. Then skip those extra words. We speak with the tabs. Yerusha Rosh is confusing us. And skip to the next pasuk that says, "Va'ya ibin akot."
And why is it only confusing us if it's Diku is to let the Bayonim and Tzadik and Rosh is to let the Bayonim?
And we'll see in the Torah.
Other option that
us, the way the Gemara is going to answer is the other option. You say it's going on; it's all going on the litigants. Why they have a whole fancy pshat? It's all going on the litigants.
I know the answer, but in this stage in the Rosh,
Rashi is giving you these. That's the other option. The Gemara's answer. Rashi in this stage is saying this way: it's going on the Bayonim, and not what the Gemara is going to say later. That it's going on the litigants. Huh? Fine. So if you, Rashi is saying, Rashi already knows that anymore. He's saying, if you're going to tell me it's going on there. So okay. So Rashi says, Lama hu shkira kan, why do we mention over here, tzidkat tzadik, that you're making the righteous one righteous. V'chikom makom, and every single, so must be. So Rashi's understanding, for the fact that you told me the righteous one are righteous, you're saying general. Every time, that means the pasukim have to flow now, right?
I know Rashi's problem is tzidkas tzadik versus zakar. That's why he changes the lotion.
No, it's not. Rashi says the problem. Rashi says, Lamahu's ground, why did you tell me here tzidkas tzadik? Chemol kom akom shetztiku betzdin et azakai. Every time betzdin makes this guy righteous, the chayvot hachayav, and we say that this person is guilty, yesh malkut, is there a malkus? The Atakra, the Pasuk came, limitli Malkut, Vivitziku Virshu, to make Malkut dependent on the fact that Besdin makes one person righteous and one person guilty. So again, Rashi, the fact the Pasuk said that one guy is righteous and one guy is guilty seems to be, and then right after you told me Malkus, it seems to be telling me that, it seems to be saying that this is what it's, that they're dependent on each other. That's what Rashi says. Why are you telling me it's Tiku Virshu? And then a minute later, you tell me it's Malkus. It seems like there's some type of connection here. That's what Rashi's saying.
What's the problem with there being connection?
Then it doesn't make any sense. Because we said, because every single case you don't get Malkus. Rashi's saying, in every single case do you get Malkus? If you don't get Malkus in every case. So Rashi's saying, the fact that you told me that it's secret and tzadik versus Yusuf Rasha.
That's the problem. Why does Rashi need to give us this whole introduction of taking out that middle piece?
Because the fact the Torah wrote it, the fact if you would leave at the middle piece, everything will be fine. The fact that Torah wrote for its secret tzadik v'shus or Russia, then a second later told me you get Malkus, we see the Torah is specifically trying to make the Malkus dependent on and connected to the pasuk before. Because the Torah could have left it out. So why do we bother to put it in? And then talk about Malchus. It must be we're trying to connect them.
So there's two sides of it. You're saying one side is the Torah could have left out. For the fact that it left it, it didn't leave it out, it alerted something.
And it put, no, the fact that it put it in. And then right, and then right
the,
after...
The fact that it put it in, right.
And put it in. And then right afterwards said Malchus, which means we're trying to connect them.
We're trying to learn that Malchus. It's just
not showing
you
A, it's showing you B, if we use incorrect, therefore we have another label. It's not showing you A. If it left it out, it would have been showing you A. But the fact that it didn't leave it out, it's not showing you A. Rather, it's showing you B, and B is incorrect for the following reason. Therefore, we have a remnus.
I'm not sure what A and B is, but it sounds
good. What's your
question? A is...
What are you questioning?
But we're just reading, we're trying to read Rashi. I'm not questioning, I'm trying to get through the Rashi. I'm not sure he's trying to tell me A, B.
I'm trying to understand the Rashi. I
don't
understand.
Okay, fine, so let's try to get through the Rashi. Ella al Rashi, Ella al Karkov, we're in the middle of the Rashi. Ella al Karkov, must be.
You guys are so smart. Everybody knows something.
Ella al Karkov. I don't even understand the problem. So Ella al Karkov. The A, B, Amishtai. No, let's go. Focus on you're focusing on the whole Gemara at this point in Rashi. Focus on this point in Rashi.
So I'm trying to do it.
I'm trying to. No, I'm saying I understand what you're saying. But you're
trying to focus on what Rashi is trying to do.
Everybody,
what's he doing?
So see the whole Rashi.
Here now, hello,
hello, hello, it must be the Edim Ishtai. We're saying must be what's Rashi. Must be we're talking about Edim. That the whole pasuk is going on Edim, right? That what Edim Shkarim. You have Edim who lied. These are the pasuk start. Before we're in the pesukim yet, this is before the pesukim start. We have Edom who are lawyers that made the tzaddik into a rasha, right? You have Edom zomim, right? What? Mishtai means speaking. Means al karkara must be. We're forced to say Edom in the witness of mishtai. We're speaking about. Meaning we thought originally when the pasuk said veitziku and veheshiu, it was going on the judges. We're saying no, it's
why
not.
Why not?
Rashi, explain why it can't.
Why? Why did Hamavu just say?
He's trying to tell you.
So must be.
Thank you.
It must be. It's going on. It must be. It's going on the Edom. That Edom Shkarim. Edom were liars. Shehushiu tzaddik. That they made a tzaddik into a rasha. They took an innocent guy, and these Edom zomim, and they said, "We saw Reuven kill Shimon, or we saw Reuven kill Shimon by mistake on Sunday, right?" Uba'u achirim. Other people came. The hezimim, right? They made them Edom zomim. So what did they do? This is where the psukim start. They made the original litigant righteous. Shehu tzaddik. They said, what do you mean? You were with us on Sunday at 12 o'clock. So you couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon. So Reuven is innocent. So they made Reuven into a tzaddik. And that they made the Edom into a rishayim. On that we say, that's the pasuk continues. If they come out guilty, they are the rasha. You should give them malchus. Meaning, im hazamazu, bat malkoti, if it's a case, Rashi throws in an extra thing. Only one, in a case where this hazama could be a case of malkos. Rashi's saying like a disclaimer.
Im hazama ben malkos.
She'inu yachol l'kayim, but you cannot fulfill an it a din hazama, gemura, a full din hazama. Could go on, for example, our two cases. Be'id be'grusha, ogolos. Then the puzzle continues, the people have shafet be'ikar, then you should do this, shov she'etem. So just outside, what's Rashi trying to say? So how do you understand the psukim? It's sequence and tzaddik, it's Yerusha Rasha. That's Rashi says, first this guy came, and first you have this guy, he's in him zoning, right? And they went, and they said, we saw Reuven kill Shimon by mistake. Right? We saw
this
him.
This is the answer, though.
Right? Yes.
So saying, yes, so these two in God say, this guy is a Rasha. This guy's a frown, he's a Rasha. Right? This guy is a Rasha.
That's what they were trying to do to him.
They were trying to make this guy rush. They said he killed by mistake. Good, that's what these two guys. That's the beginning of the story, right? Come another two Edim, and they say, you got the whole story wrong. Fine. These two Edim say,
just put it in circles.
Yeah, these two Edim, what do they say? These two Edim say, you know what? It's Tikwis Atadim. They're making this thing, this guy's really the Tadim.
Right, you're fine, the righteous.
So they're telling this guy is really a Tadim. Right, he's a Tadim. And these guys are the Rasha, right? These guys are the Rasha. So, when the Pasuk is already talking about when these guys are coming into Beis Din. When these guys come into Beis Din, the second period, they say, they righteousify the righteous. I mean, they say that this guy is really a tzaddik. You thought he's a Rasha, this guy's a tzaddik. The Rasha, they make as a Rasha. They made the real Rasha. These false witnesses, they make them into the Rasha. That's the Gemara saying. So saying we thought originally it's tiku es hatzadik is going on the dayanim, on the judges.
Right. But if you would have thought like that, you would have ended up giving makos to everybody.
Right.
Everybody who's committed a crime.
Right. So now it's saying. Right. Not a good idea. So therefore we're saying now it's going on reshus. It's tiku es hatzadik reshus harash. Yeah. What's again? The Gemara said. The Gemara said.
I see the answer. I don't understand this. I still don't understand the problem with the psukim and how. I don't know.
Because Rashi says that by the psukim, if you just read the psukim and start, you come to think that everybody is mafia.
It's Mia is on.
We thought that everybody comes to get mafia. And he's talking general.
Every place you're going to run the Rashi's saying that. Make one person righteous, one person guilty. The next pasuk says, that the one who's guilty of malchus, the one who's evil, he should get malchus. That's it. You should give him makot, you should whip it. Good? Now the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. Rashi says that why the Torah have to give me a whole speech about making one person a tzaddik, one person a rush, right? If you're simply talking about a case where someone is liable to get malchus, right? You're supposed to give someone lashes, and you're giving him lashes. So just tell me, if someone is liable of lashes, give him lashes, right? Why do you have to give me a whole speech if two people come into Beis Din and they make one person innocent and one person guilty? Then if he's guilty of makot, give him makot. Rashi says the fact that Torah had to give us a whole speech of Yitzhak with the Sadiq, Yeshua Sarasha means we're trying to connect these two cases. We're trying to connect this case and getting makot. That's what's clear to us. That's what Rashi said. And if the Torah could have left it out. The Torah sticks something in. The Torah could have left it out. Why the Torah doesn't say the sequence at that? Leave it at.
Let me try to say it. If Ayam bin Kosar Rasha means always, if that means that if the Rasha is a Russian, he always gets Makos.
Even if it doesn't mean that.
And you take out Sifra as a type of Shias or Russia, you still have the same Pshat. It doesn't solve the problem.
No, so don't say it like that. Say it says if he's Chayav Malkus, you get Malkus. Say if someone liable of Makos.
But if he's Chayav Malkus, you get Malkus.
So Rashi
the whole time is only bothered by the fact that it's Sifra as a Tzaddik is superfluous, and the fact that it's there must mean that he's trying to connect it to Makos. And if he tries to connect it to Makos, then we have to learn that in every case where it's Tikvas Taiva Shias or Russia, then you get Makos because it's connecting two. The fact that we can't learn that means we have to shoot around. Is that right. What you're saying?
Correct. Right.
No. To see that.
Maybe you have to understand.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. I don't want to see if Rashi's saying.
Well, to argue.
Maybe to understand what Rashi is asking, you have to ask our question different. Not why is it talking about Makot. Take out from the pasuk. Or from the section, the thing about take that out, and what do we have?
Right,
move that part. Say to ourselves the section of Torah without the seekers of Rasha, and what do we understand from that? And for that, we can understand why Torah put it in.
Right.
So let's try it that way. Maybe we understand better.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's what Rashi's saying, right? I mean, if you read the psukim, you can read the psukim straight. Whoever has fancy gemaras, you can read the psukim straight. On the side, it says, "Ki yeriv ben Hashem when there's a fight, when shul mishpat, they should get judged ushvatum, and they should judge them." And then say the next pasuk, "Vayin bin hakot harasha." If one person is a rasha, v'yipul hashvet v'yikalaf enav, he should get malchus. Right? Say the psukim like that. Just leave out its sequence and tzadik v'shuus harasha. Correct. Leave that out. So Rashi, the fact that Torah put it in is telling me clearly we're trying to connect that with the makot. We're trying to tell, and it seems to tell me that in every case of judging, automatically you should get makot. That's the Rashi understand. And the Gemara said on that makes no sense. You don't get makot every time you judge. So it must be when the Torah is saying v'tziku v'yirshiyu, it wasn't going on the judges. Rather, who was it? So what's the Gemara's answer? We'll say it again. It was going on the
So according to the Pashuk Shal Pasuk, it's not talking about every case where Rashi gets Makos. It's talking about in some cases Rashi gets Makos, but Rashi says the fact that Atziku Rashi is there shows you that the Torah is trying to teach you that in every place where Atziku Rashi you get Makos. And that's incorrect. I mean, you know what I'm saying at all? According to the Hayat Inben Kosa Rasha, according to the Pshat, it doesn't mean it means that if the Rasha is supposed to get Makos, then it gets Makos. So that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. Rashi comes to tell you if Atzdik Rashi is talking about Dayanim and Tzadikim and Rasha is talking about Balavim, then you could take that whole piece out. So therefore, obviously, it's there to teach you something. It's there to show you a connection between Atzdiku Verashiu and Makos. Meaning, even though according to the original Tripusik, it doesn't mean every time where a Rasha is a Rasha gets Makos, but the fact that this is here showing a connection between the two is it's telling you that the Torah is trying to show you that, yes, in every case, Atzdiku Verashiu is here, you get Makos, and it can't be telling you that. Therefore,
That's what I understand, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Possibly, maybe. We learned earlier that if you wanted to have the victim executed, what you might learn, not necessarily, but might be, Malkot is one of the easiest things you can do. Don't let him go. Don't say, okay, we'll give him a fine and that's it. Okay. Get away. Don't let him get off with a fine.
Right.
Bad enough we're going to do him, you should get it too.
He's not trying to teach us here that we need those the Hitztiku at Tarasha, at Tzadik, the Ifshu at Tarasha, to teach us that specifically we're learning about Edim Zomimim who do not fall into the category of Kasher Zama.
Correct, that's what we're saying.
And that's how that second pasuk makes sense. Only in this Negret does it make sense.
Correct.
Because usually they get, and if we're talking about a Din Zomamim, we're talking about Kasher Zama.
Correct.
But in the second
pasuk. And Bin Akot Rasha.
In Bin Rasha.
Right, that's the last part. It's very important. So really, this Rashi had like a few different parts to it. So the last piece. Ram's saying the last piece of Rashi was very important. Rashi had a question. Rashi really was bothered by it, didn't understand. Because you just brought me a pasuk that tells me you get Malkus by if Edom Zomim, right? So maybe every single case of Edom Zomim, you should get Malkus.
Right?
You just told me the pasuk and give me the whole thing, you make this guy Rasha, that guy Tzadik, the whole thing means Edom Zomim. So maybe you should teach me every single case gets Malkus. So that's what Rashi is bothered by in the end of the Rashi. Right? So that's where Rashi specifically speaks to that clearly. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, if this is a case of Malkos, she'eni achol akayem ba'din hazama gemura. You can't do the gemura, you can't do the full din hazama, meaning the regular din hazama, like by Edim ben Grusha ben Galus. Then v'pilato shvet teikav, saying, if you have a case, because he's saying, really, the original halacha is kasher zama. Rashi saying, because really, there's a big bach over here. Also, if you have time to see it, also on the left side, the guys of bach also says that he also is bothered by like maybe every single case you get malchus, right? Saying no, because already I have a pasuk, kasher zama.
Right.
Kasher zama telling you do whatever you do to these people, do back to them, right? So this pasuk of malchus is obviously for someone who you cannot do kasher zama. Now, obviously, the bach just throws a question in. It's interesting. The guys of bach usually brings like different texts. Here he asks the question. So maybe you should get both. Maybe you should get Kasher Zamam and Malkus, he asks. So he says, no, the Gemara later they already says that it says Keder, you can't get double. It says Keder Sha'ato, you can only get for one, that the Edom Zomim only get by one. You don't like double jeopardize them. So that's the first back through it. Third paragraph, from the back. Third paragraph. You don't know double punishment on Edom Zomim. So must be it's only one. So Rashi says, in this case, when you're not doing the Kasher Zamam, the regular Kasher Zamam, like our cases are a mission, you have to give Malkus.
Hold on, so. Again, back to this piece, I just want to clarify one more time.
We're in it.
So if the only reason we're able to, the only reason we're connected with Tzikashu and to Makos is because of the fact that if you would take out Tzikashu, the Pshat would be the same. So therefore, because the fact that it's superfluous means it's coming to teach you something, and it means the Chumash is connecting it to Makos. According to the Pashup Shah, it's not connecting to Makos. But the fact that if you take it out, it doesn't change the meaning. Therefore, the fact that it's there must be coming to attach it to Makos, and which is incorrect. And therefore, that's why it's coming to bring a Rebbes.
So must be the Pashup Shah. That's what Rashi says.
That's why I need this introduction in Rashi, because the only reason why you would ever say Matzik Rashiu is right. connected to Makos is because of the fact that if you take it out, it would have the same meaning according to Pashup Shat, which means come to teach something if it's there, huh. which is incorrect. Therefore, you have a remnant.
Therefore, must be it's going in Adim, therefore, you have a remnant.
Got it.
Fine, Shkash, Pashas. The hard Gemara, don't play.
Got it.